Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, A Humble Drink.
A reading from the beginning of the book of Sirach. Before all things else, wisdom was created, and prudent understanding from eternity. The word of God on high is the fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting. To whom has wisdom's root been revealed? Who knows her subtleties? To whom has the discipline of wisdom been revealed, and who has understood the multiplicity of her ways? There is but one, wise, and truly awe-inspiring, seated upon his throne. There is but one, Most High. He has poured her forth upon all his works, upon every living thing, according to God's bounty. God lavishes her upon his friends. And from the Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down the mountain with Peter, James, and John and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "Oh, faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then Jesus questioned the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" The father replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." And the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." Peter, James, and John did a lot of sharing, talking, and teasing things out with Jesus as they walked down that mountain. Okay, they're willing to agree to not say anything about what they all just experienced. Not necessarily sure why they aren't supposed to share, but it is enough just to hold their truth for now. But this rising from the dead thing, if Elijah is to come first, didn't we just see him? They are lost in thoughts. This is a familiar reality in our own prayer. Isn't it? It is in mine. How about yours? Walking, talking, listening to Jesus, figuring out what he means by what he's saying and how he's filling our hearts and thoughts. It's not a mountaintop moment, this prayer time with him. More like Peter, James, and John, we're coming down the mountain, sure-footed, anticipating what we need to take up when we get to the rest of the day before us. Elijah's coming or not coming, and this rising of the dead thing is lost the minute we hear the cries before us. The cries of the arguing, the debasing, the cries of convulsions and torment, the cries coming from those scalded by the raging flames of systemic racism, objectification, and that laissez-faire, out-of-my-control attitude that seems to paralyze. But we're descending the mountain. We are different now. Why? Because we were on the top of that mountain many a time. Not always getting it, yet always, every single time, true to who God is, God slakes our thirst by lavishly pouring forth wisdom. When we're with God on that mountain, wisdom is a humbling drink, full of prudent understanding, subtleties, the breadth and depth of all that's been created in one gulp. It is wisdom who asks, why are you arguing? Wisdom, who even before an answer is finished, sees, hears the one tossed by the demon. Heart, mind, eyes, ears are focused on this one, the one who has been denied their voice, the one whose voice has been taken away, whose listening goes unengaged, whose very being is diminished. And it is wisdom that confesses, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Oh, our Jesus, you've got to love him. He just cares so much. Here he is, as we are on level ground again, reminding us just a day or so before our Lenten journey begins that sometimes what is needed is a definite, single-hearted focus at prayer, with prayer, in prayer, that this is what is needed. Needed so that we can be for ourselves and for others, all that God knows we can be for the life of the world. Lent invites us to turn towards this single-heartedness. We can allow Jesus to take us by the hand and stand us upright. And in that stance, we can prepare to turn again to the one who pours out wisdom as mercy, forgiveness, and peace throughout these next 42 plus days. We're on level ground, and we do believe. We lift our hands and beg, help our unbelief.